family, singer Jaheim recently took to the internet and sung the praises of Donald Trump, your president. He talked about how great of a man Donald Trump has been since he's been in the White House. He said, Trump has saved a lot of people. He also said, we the people have turned our backs on this great man who's been working effortlessly to restore the balance for the Republic and didn't even take a paycheck. Listen up, dummy. When you're making hundreds of millions of dollars a year, $500,000 is chump change. So him not taking a check don't say a whole lot when he is raping and pillaging the American economy. You better believe he's gotten that paycheck 1,000 times since he's been in office. And he's gonna get it even more when he gets out of office. How gullible can you be? Well, he said he didn't take a check. Clown? Damn, man. Where do these people come from? Where do they come from? Listen, I get it. I understand why most white people vote for Donald Trump. They want to make America great again for them. They want to take it all the way back. Past Jim Crow. They're trying to get back to slavery. Oh, man, they want it. I can guarantee you, boy, a lot of them right now, if they had an option, they would own a slave or two or 100. Guarantee you. I tell you something else. Jaheim would also own a slave or two or 100. Terry Crews, Charles Barkley, Stacey Dash, Candace Owens, all of them. They would own slaves. Black slaves. Let me be specific. Yeah. And if they couldn't get that much, they'd be okay with being some house Negroes. Because they're already house Negroes. House Negroes with money. See, we talk about that money thing all the time. It's not the money, fam. It's another thing that starts with an M. The mind. That mentality. Yeah. Money can't buy it, fam. Money can't buy honor. Money can't buy integrity. You either got it or you don't. Jaheim ain't got it. So he's talking about how the Democrats have done nothing but lie, and maybe it's the poison water in Flint that they've been drinking. Here's the deal. I'm not riding with the Republicans or the Democrats, but when I hear people say one side is so horrible, especially these Republican blacks, that say that, oh, you know, we're free thinkers. You know, they love them. These are all dog whistling terms, right? These are all white supremacist talking points. Think for yourself. I can't have a different opinion. They don't have nothing else to say. All they ask is sound alike. If you go into the comments, it's the same thing. They all sound alike. Oh, what do you mean? The man can't have his own opinion? Get off the Democratic plantation and come on over to the Republican plantation. That's what they should say. Because the Republicans ain't no different. When they start talking about all the things that the Democrats hasn't done or the horrible Democratic ran cities, they forget to tell you that those same cities have a whole bunch of Republicans in them also. What are they doing? What have they done? All these motherfuckers are saying. All of them. We want something done, we're gonna have to do it ourselves. Can't be looking for no one man to save you. We can't be looking either on their side or our side. We can't be looking for no one black leader. Those days are over, man. We got more information now. We don't have to be looking at one person to lead us to the promised land. We got enough information where we can lead ourselves individually. We got that kind of information. Plus, you don't want to have one person at the forefront. Because any one person that's leading the black community and they're genuine, they're authentic, they're real with it, they're going to try to take them out. But so it's easy to take out a person, much more than take out an ideology. You can kill a person, you cannot kill an ideology. Jaheim must be struggling financially because he came out of nowhere. I mean, what rock did he climb from under? Totally silent. And he decides that when he finally want to come back into the public's eye, that he is going to throw dirt in his own people's face to ride for a bona fide racist like Donald Trump. What a despicable human being. Jaheim, your mama should be embarrassed and your daddy should have pulled out. No more talk.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. This is your host, Jamora Kennard, and I'm sure you just heard Brother Willie D giving it to Jaheim. Jaheim, I don't know what's going on with you, bruh, but stay off of it. You talking like you done had some good cocaine, boy, some good drugs, man. Stay off of it, bruh. I don't know what happened to you. I don't know if you were always like that. I never met you, never talked with you. But, bruh, the statements you made were so far left from who I thought you were that I'm embarrassed to even say I used to listen to your music. You know, if you would have brought a new album out yesterday, I would have listened to your music. As of today, I don't care what you have to say on the album. That's just how I feel, bro. Not because you a Republican, but because of the dumb stuff you just said, man. I'm wondering if Willie D had a point on saying you probably got paid off to say that, man. Cause I don't see you saying that. I don't know where that came from, man. It's crazy. Moving on, I found another clip of RL from Next. He was on this podcast. I'm going to play the clip for you, talking further and more in depth about Jaheim. Let's take a listen and see what they have to say about Brother Jaheim.
All serious, you know, man, you talk about Jaheim a lot. One of the greatest R&B singers we've had in that era, too. He don't get enough credit for what he did during his era, man. We've seen pictures and things, people speculating what's unfortunately going on with Jaheim. Can you give us a little insight to the best of your knowledge how he's doing?
It's funny because I feel bad because we don't have a relationship we share, but a lot of that has to do with management. There were power struggles. And what's funny is KG's brother managed him, who's like a great dude, but we didn't hit it off at first. And everybody was pretty territorial over my relationship with K because that was their brother. But he treated me really well, and he showed me the ropes, and I wouldn't be where I am without him. But, you know, everybody didn't see that at first. I was just this young kid that was always around. And I always felt like I should have done more records on Jaheim. You know, I did some of the biggest records he'd done. I wrote Just In Case. I wrote Anything. I wrote Remarkable, but then I didn't get to work on anything else after that. Mm-hmm. But I see him now, and I've actually seen Poop, who's a great dude, you know what I'm saying? And he let me know that Jah's, you know, been dealing with, he's been sick, but he's been using natural remedies, you know what I'm saying? And I hope it all works out. I know he's been on some, you know, real Afrocentric type stuff, but I think he's a great dude. And people, if they knew his story and really what he comes from, they'd make a movie about it. Because he really comes from the street and helping to raise his, you know, his siblings, and, you know, his mother died when he was really young. He comes from, like, the bottom, and what he's made of himself, self-made. People would not look at him the way they do now because he's such a great dude, great heart. And I think a lot of times he'll misspeak or spell something wrong because he's so street. And we don't live in a time of grace. We live in a time of, oh, cancel him, or let's find, you know, something to make fun of, or you know, capitalize on. When literally this dude's story is so inspirational. And if you really knew where he comes from, it would be like, oh, like, I mean, like, you wouldn't. I've seen the bottom, and he comes from worse than that. I'm talking about homelessness. I'm talking about only other person that I say that has that is music. That I'm super proud of, where I see artists and I'm like, man, they come from, they literally made something out of nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Music Philadelphia. Social media, in your best to your ability, how would you say, that would have made Next bigger if they had social media back then? How do you feel about it now?
Okay. That is a prime example of a friend not putting another friend out. I don't want to hear that. That's an excuse to me. You know, y'all need to take that man's phone, keep him in the house, keep him in the studio, whatever you got to do to keep him from making these crazy statements. Man, listen, it's like Kanye West. Kanye said a lot of crazy things, a lot of things he misquote or misspeak on. Listen, man, it's still no excuse. Somebody need to keep these people in the house. Somebody need to keep these people away from Twitter, Instagram, because once you say these things, man, nobody having sympathy for you, you know, when you go on these rants, that's what they call them on social media rants. Nobody having sympathy for you. I'm sorry, man. Get you some help. Get you some medicine. I don't have the time to sit here and listen to these guys make fools of themselves and slap black people in the face while they doing it. You know, if they need help, get them some help. They need rehab, get them some rehab. They need mental institutions, put them in the mental institution until they get their mind right, man. Yeah, we know Kanye ain't been the same since his mom died. Well, guess what, man? You need to get some help and tell those things to the therapist and not tell them to us, bro. Y'all tripping, man. Y'all tripping. It's no excuse. I'm sorry. I don't agree with it. And the people who I thought you guys were, or these guys were, man, it's turning out that they're not. Now, I'm not mad and I'm not sad, but I'm saying I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it because it make me feel bad that I got to get on here and talk about people that I once listened to. You know, it's just a shame, man. A lot of crazy things happened over the past couple days. All sports protested, boycotted. You know, tennis, hockey, baseball, football, basketball. All of these people, and I'm happy about it. All of these people boycotted, have played no games, zero games. And then to have these guys come on here, you know, and say these crazy things, man, that's like y'all showing division. We can't have division right now. Black America cannot have division right now. It's not the time for division. It's time to unite. guess what? You know, if other people not doing something wrong, then you just need to be quiet. You know, you need to be quiet, man. But you don't need to show a division or be a sellout. Just be quiet. You don't know something, you feel a way, and you know the majority of your people feel another way, just be quiet. I'm not saying don't have your own opinion or don't still, you know, stand for what you stand for, but it's not the time for that right now. We can't show division, and we can't have these fools out here looking like coons and sounding like coons for these people, man. That's just not, it's just not gonna fly. And they gonna eat you up. And you gonna feel even worse. You gonna feel more sad. You gonna feel more depressed because you gonna feel like your people turning on you. Nah, bro. They not turning on you. You turning on yourself. Jaheim, you turning on yourself. And it's not right that you do your people like that, man. Well, I hope you come out with some music for them. Cause I could tell you a lot of people of your color probably won't be buying your albums, probably won't be listening to your songs. Then RL, he come on here and he tell a story, which you know, I can't fault him for that, man. You know, he taking up for his friend. He not throwing him under the bus. But you know, when Kanye started that crazy stuff, Jay-Z backed off on him. All the other celebrities backed up off on him. When Wayne said that crazy stuff, a lot of people backed up off on him. That's our job. We got to hold you accountable, bruh. It's like punishment. It's like time out. All right, you messed up. You said some crazy stuff. You on timeout now. We're going to put you on timeout. And we don't hate you. And we not saying we not going to, you know, do business with you no more. But we got to put you on timeout. Like 50 Cent say, go get the strap. It's a shame. It's a shame that we showing division in a time where every other color and every other culture and country is riding with us. This is the time to be united. Not to let people trick you. Not to let people get inside your brain. Not to let people dictate what you say, how you say for a couple dollars, man. Y'all done made millions of dollars. If you didn't do the right thing with your money, that's on you. But you made it. There's people out here fighting for their life, man. There's people hungry out here. There's people getting shot, killed, hung from trees like we back in the slave days. And we can't show division right now. So y'all need to get it together, man. Y'all needed to get it together. Get it together, man. I don't want to come on here and talk about another brother. But I can't help it. I can't ignore it. You know, this is what I'm choosing to do now. Radio and podcast. I got to talk about it, man. Doggone shame, man. I got to spend this afternoon talking about a brother. I'm just playing. I'm going to play clips for y'all, man, so y'all can understand what's been going on with this guy. Let's hear from Mr. Knox, okay?
You know it's going to be a good day when you pull into Dunkin' Donuts and your person behind the counter accidentally says, "Welcome to McDonald's." Hey, y'all, I am Giacomo. It is Monday morning. I'm having a really, really good morning. Had an awesome body weight workout at the house. Thinking about incorporating that stuff, the movement stuff from strength side. Check them out on YouTube. Really, really good bunch of videos, good bunch of guys that teach not just this bodybuilding, but movement so you can avoid injury. and have a long-lasting, useful body. Not just
man, let's get to it, man. You talking too much, bro.
By the time you're 70 or 80, who knows? Oh, my goodness. Did y'all see this? Looks like I might be the first one to be on top of it, and me being an entertainer.
Thank you. Let's get to it.
Somewhat. At least when I'm working in the entertainment business.
Bro, we don't want to hear you talk. Let's get to it.
I think I might be the first person on top of this on conservative talk channels on YouTube. Jaheim, the R&B artist, or neo-soul artist more like, is about to get cancel cultured for standing up for Trump. Now, maybe you haven't listened to Candace Owens or... few people like myself.
That's another one. That's another one. Candace Owens. Remember that name.
Said time and time again that most black people have conservative values on the inside. For whatever reason, we keep voting for Democrats, which my personal theory, the theory of Dinesh D'Souza, is that it was all about giving people stuff. Rabbi Trev, you remember the whole expression, probably you won't, it's very old, a chicken in every pot. That was all about, hey, I'm going to use the power of government to give you everything you ever asked for, ever wanted. Like some demented genie on a throne, or like good King Wenceslas. Instead of president presiding over the Constitution and the administration of our rights. Rabbi Trailover. For those of you who don't really know, Jaheim was really, really big in the neo-soul movement, which included Erykah Badu, Raheem Devon, a few of the names that I don't really remember anymore because they're a little bit on the out as far as sales. That's also because the entertainment business loves garbage, and they would rather sell and give garbage to people like this mumble rap nonsense, which makes me physically ill when I hear it. But Jaheim is still selling a lot of records. Oh, another good name, Akon and Kim. Look those names up. Good.
We don't want to hear no more about Akon, I can tell you that.
He gets on his Instagram because he obviously still has a following, and he's wearing a turban because I think Jaheim actually is Muslim, and he starts saying some really good things about Trump. I'm going to post a video real quick, and hopefully I don't get a content strike because I don't like that. I've already got one for the Shadowgate video, but here it is. Check this out.
It's Trump. Trump has saved a lot of people, man.
This Jaheim voice y'all hearing.
Face it, it is what it is. I don't give a damn who don't like it. Do your homework, because I'm going to post some more stuff. I'm going to wake y'all up.
Good, and I'm going to post some more stuff, too.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Trump taking the stance that he's taken, you guys would have been done. Finished. Finito. Yes.
Well, so what do y'all think? Do you think that he's deserving the flack that he's getting or about to get? Or are people like him and Ice Cube? Ice Cube's got a video on his Instagram right now saying to the Democrats, what are y'all going to do for us? And flat out, I think the message is finally becoming more and more clear among black people. We have been voting for Democrats, collectively speaking, since the 60s, maybe even the 40s or 50s or so, and we've gotten nothing out of it.
Now, we just heard from Mr. Knox and you heard from Jaheim himself. Oh, God. I don't care about Democrats or Republicans. I care about the best person for the job. That is what we should be pushing. If it's a Democrat or Republican, if they could get the job done and we feel they could get the job done, that is who we should be voting for. There should not be a difference between Democrat and Republican because either one of them can do the right job if you pick the right person. Okay? This goes back to these wars we had. You know? South versus the North and North versus the South, all that's tied into this, man. If a Republican is the best candidate at the election time, pick the Republican. If the Democrat is the best candidate to be president, pick the Democrat. It should be about who best fits the job position. It could be anybody. I don't care. You know, one year I might vote Republican. Next year I might vote, not next year, but the next term I might vote Republican, depending on who I feel is going to be doing the best job in everybody's behalf. Not just one party, just not just rich people or poor people or middle class people. Who's going to do the best job for everyone? Okay? These people on here talking crazy, man. 2020, I'm telling you, 2020 been really bad for us, boy. Louisiana just had a hurricane. 15 people are reported dead. COVID-19 has hit some people. I know family members. I lost a couple friends to it. They said it wasn't real. It was hoax. And it was fixes. And it's the presidential election. And it's Jaheim and Candace Owens and Akon and Tekashi 6ix9ine. And Jesus Christ. Will you come and reveal yourself now? Man, 2020, boy. And we not even halfway through this year. I mean, we're a little bit over the halfway mark, but still, we got months and months to go. What is 2021 going to bring us? I pray to God. Jesus, I'm praying to you on air. Lord. And then I'm going to go as far to ask your Father God. Please don't let us have a 2021 how we had in 2020. Because 2020 has been terrible. It's been terrible, man. Got all these people out here acting crazy, man. It must be something in the water. Jaheim might have been right on that. It must be something in the water. I need a break, man. All this crazy talk. And like I said, remember that name, Candace Owens, because now I'm going to play some stuff from Candace Owens. This lady is out of her mind. Candace Owens, y'all. Candace Owens.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me begin by thanking the Oxford Union for hosting this most important debate in a time of steep political divide during which we increasingly see conversation shut down in favor of protecting feelings and creating safe spaces. I would like to thank and commend you all for having the courage to host this discussion. Dare I say, the Oxford Union is making debate great again.
Strike one.
When a close friend of mine learned that I was coming to this deeply revered university, he urged me to be prepared. He said, be sure to have your facts, numbers, and data points. Alas, I had to inform my friend that no such preparation was plausible, because the motion that sits before us today is the impeachment of President Donald J. Trump, a topic that made entry into the sphere of debate absent any substantive fact, born entirely of innuendo, and unmitigated anger and personal contempt. Personal contempt, like calling somebody a weak president, an odious president, a hideous president, suggesting that somebody smells like scotch, while very entertaining, is without any fact or merit. Of course, this debate, this impeachment talk, did not begin here at Oxford. Rather, peculiarly, the conversation regarding the impeachment of Donald J. Trump began the very first morning after he defeated Hillary Clinton in a stunning upset back in 2016. And so we are forced to ask ourselves here today, how is it possible that calls for his impeachment began before he even officially assumed office? First, and I recall this one quite affectionately, came the rabid charges of Russian collusion. The conspiracy theory that the Trump campaign had colluded with Vladimir Putin to influence the election results. Sadly, after 2 years of unfettered media propaganda, Democrats hero and special counsel lead prosecutor Robert Mueller ended the probe, concluding that there was absolutely no proof, zero, that any member of the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Embarrassed, defeated, the Democrats quickly jumped to their next claim, obstruction of justice, the rather illogical charge that the incumbent president went to great lengths to obstruct the special counsel from discovering his innocence. The claim defied common sense, which is why, unsurprisingly, in March of 2019, the evidence of obstruction was officially deemed insufficient, and the corresponding charges were formally dropped. Running parallel to all of this foolishness was the extraordinary charge of campaign finance violation, a time when an unlikely Democrat hero emerged, porn star Stormy Daniels. Impeachment, the media obsessively claimed, was a plausibility because hush money was received by Ms. Daniels from the Trump campaign.
True.
Democrats became certain that this was the story that would sink the presidency. So certain, in fact, that they transformed Ms. Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, into an overnight celebrity. Propped up as the long-awaited kryptonite to the MAGA superhero, there were public calls for Mr. Avenatti to run against Trump in 2020. More sadness, because that story collapsed too. And if you need an update, Ms. Daniels was ordered by a judge to pay Trump nearly $300,000 in legal fees. And the hush money lawsuit against the president was dismissed entirely by a judge back in March. Oh, and what of Mr. Michael Avenatti, the man once glorified by Democrats as a presidential contender? It grieves me to report that he has now been accused of financial fraud himself, indicted for extortion, fraud, and identity theft by a host of clients, including Ms. Stormy Daniels herself. Which brings us to Ukraine. Because only in the fervent madness and desperation of radicalized leftism could a man be accused of colluding with both Russia and Ukraine. Despite Ukrainian President Zelensky outright denying that any quid pro quo existed between his government and Trump, and despite the disastrous hearing yesterday before the House, which revealed that none of the alleged whistleblowers had any firsthand knowledge of the call between the two leaders, Democrats will continue to push this narrative to its natural conclusion until it collapses like all of the other false narratives under the weight of its own deception.
Now, this girl done lost her mind, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with some more Candace Owens buffoonery. Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's get into a courtroom hearing where the same people Candace Owens tries to protect lets her and shows her exactly who she is and what they think of her. Check it out now.
I just have to say that I object strenuously to your use of the word hilarious. To me, this feels a lot like your reaction to being named in one of these manifestos. Now, you're, of course, not responsible for the words of somebody writing that document. But I do think that laughing at it is a real problem because these are real families that are impacted by this violence. And I think our efforts towards talking about this have to start from a place of mutual respect, which is what I've heard from this side of the table. Now, the reason we don't have those numbers, I want those numbers as much as you do, but the number to say the numbers don't show something is simply not supported by the data.
Okay, and I have 38 seconds left, Ms. Mulligan, if you want to respond within that time.
The only thing I would add is that it's in the name. Terrorism, domestic terrorism, it terrorizes us. It terrorizes us in our homes. It terrorizes us in our schools.
Oh, yeah. They're going to let her know exactly who she is and what she is.
It is
and what they think about her.
To its impact on any individual life.
This is on C-SPAN.
You reject the idea it's something that doesn't matter or doesn't really matter.
Absolutely reject.
Okay. All right. So here's where we are. Every member now has had 5 minutes and... Okay, and Mr. Clay, so we have two members who have not. So I'm going to go to the two members who have not yet, and we'll give an opportunity for a closing thought to any member who wants before we go.
Am I next responder, is Mr. Meadows?
I thought Mr. Meadows was
Mr. Meadows, okay.
Mr. Meadows next, then Mr. Clay, then to you, Mr. Jordan.
Ms. Owens, obviously this is a gang up on you. You know, we're giving these witnesses the ability to do a rebuttal on you. And so, you know, I find it unfair, Ms. Ballou. I mean, you know, candidly, for you to show mutual respect and then you to go after Ms. Owens, it's not appropriate. So, Ms. Owens, you can have 4 minutes and 34 seconds to respond. However,
can I yield for a second?
I'll yield.
Thank you. I believe, Ms. Owens, when you used the word hilarious, it was referencing the fact that no one had asked you a question. It wasn't to the subject matter of the hearing. Is that right?
That is correct.
And to have another witness insinuate something that is not accurate is just not appropriate, Mr. Chairman, for how witnesses are supposed to behave in front of this committee. I also think you didn't say it doesn't matter about the subject matter of today's hearing. You said there are other subjects that matter as well, and maybe we should spend some time on those. Is that accurate?
That is correct, and they matter much, 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 much more. And I have said that. I said that in my opening, and I will say it again. You know that white supremacy and white nationalism is ranks nowhere near the top of the issues that are facing Black America. And the reason that you are bringing them up in this room is because it is attempt to make the election all about race as the Democrats.
Not in my case, Ms. Owens. I'm sorry. Please do not characterize my motive.
Mr. Chairman, it's my time.
You've got your time, Mr. Meadows. You have three more seconds.
Every 4 years, you bring up race, and you knew exactly what I meant when I said hilarious, and you just tried to do live what the media does all the time to Republicans, to our president, and to conservatives, which you tried to manipulate what I said to fit your narrative, okay? I was not referring to the subject matter that is hilarious. I said it's hilarious that we are sitting in this room today, and I've got two doctors and a missus, and nobody can give us real numbers that we can respond to so we can assess how big of a threat this is. Because you know that it is not as big of a threat as you are trying to make it out to be so that you can manipulate. And the audacity of you to bring up the Christchurch shooting manifesto and make it seem as if I laughed at people that were slaughtered by a homicidal maniac is, in my opinion, absolutely despicable. And I think that we should be above that. To try to assign reality or any meaning to a homicidal maniac writing a manifesto, which, by the way, let the record show, also stated Spyro the Dragon, the child cartoon, as a source of inspiration. He also cited Nelson Mandela as a source of information. I don't think that Nelson Mandela has inspired mosque shootings. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong. You would rather assign meaning to a homicidal maniac than to actually address the things that I said today that are actually harming Black America. Number one, father absence. Number two, the education system and the illiteracy rate. Illegal immigration ranks high, abortion ranks high, white supremacy and white nationalism, if I had to make a list again of 100 things, would not be on it. This hearing, in my opinion, is a farce, and it is ironic that you're sitting here and you're having three Caucasian people testify and tell you what their expertise are. Do you want to know what my expertise are? Black in America. I've been Black in America my whole life, all 30 years, and I can tell you that you guys have done the exact same thing every 4 years ahead of an election cycle, and it needs to stop.
Now, what she basically said, everything going on in this country right now, all these people getting shot and killed and beat and hung from the trees has nothing to do with white people and white supremacy. The people that you heard her debating with happen to be Democrats. She's a Republican. She said that the white supremacist theory, or what is actually going on in this country, is at the bottom of the list of importance. Well, I'm going to tell you why it's not. It's not because Black people are getting killed. Yes, Candace Owens was right about one thing. She absolutely has lived as a Black woman for the 30 years she's been on Earth. But she very rarely will say anything good about Black people. Everything she does is to please, and I'm not racist, white people. Everything she does is to disprove Democrats. Now, I said it before early in the show, neither Democrat or Republican. I'm for whoever can do the job best. Candace Owens is a man, she is, I'm gonna say this. She actually too fine of a black woman. Nice body, nice face, pretty, to be with this buffoonery, man. I'm really upset with her. Cause you too fine to be like that, man. You making yourself look ugly. Damn. Candace Owens is a real buffoon. I pray to God that he could change her mind. Touch her mind, Jesus. Touch her mind, Lord. She need a touch from you. At this present time, man, what the police are doing, what the rich white American people are doing and saying is ridiculous. And it goes against us, my color. I'm a black man, if you didn't know that by now. Candace Owens need to get it together. She need to get it together for real. You know, with her mind, her intelligence, her beauty, she could really be an asset to the black community. But instead, this woman would rather sell out for the love of white America. I'm not racist. This is not against good white people. We're talking about the people that's in charge of the country, not the everyday white person. Not the everyday around the way white person. I love you. I respect you. I will never disrespect you unless you give me a reason to. We're talking about, you know, these people who want to make America great again. We're talking about these people who want to see my people slaughtered, killed, and in prison. This is ridiculous, man. This is ridiculous. Hey, man. I'm going to touch on these subjects more on the next podcast. Oh, by the way, announcement. Monday. It's Saturday now. Monday. DJ Rel to be on. This is going to be exciting. This is going to be a nice time. It's going to be something new. It's going to be something special. It's going to be good. Hey, man, I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. That's all I have for you today. Rewind it. Listen to it. Do your research. Do your homework on these people I just talked about. Send me your comments. Reach out to me on social media. I love you. I love you. And I love you. I say it one more time. If you're listening to this show, I love you. Thank you.